Chapter 4. She slept soundly. If she dreamed, she didn't remember when she awoke. How strange, thought Janie. You'd think if anything would give me nightmares, it would be this. She got out of bed. Janie loved nightwear. Sometimes she was in a pajama mood, and she had flannel pajamas, silk shorty pajamas, and sweet cotton and lace pajamas. Sometimes she preferred nightgowns, and she had everything from bridal trousseau-type gowns to teddies. But recently, she had gotten into sweatshirt stuff. This new gown was a soft pearl gray, like a sweatshirt to the floor. She peeled the gown up and over her head and stared at herself, naked in the mirror. She liked her body. Morning sun streamed in the window. It caught on the prisms Janie had been given for some elementary school science project and never taken down from their plastic strings. Miniature rainbows danced across the walls. She held out her hand and caught one in her palm. On the desk was a spray of reference books given her over various Christmases and rarely touched. The dictionary was a huge dark blue Webster's. She looked up nightmare. From Middle English, nit, night. An Anglo-Saxon mare, demon. Then she looked up daydream, a pleasant, dreamy thought. Below it, there actually was a word, daymare, defined as a nightmare taking place in the day. Demon, thought Janie, that's what it was. Some demon, some goblin or troll forcing a daymare on me. In school, the boys were particularly sophomoric. Janie adored mischief, if she could watch rather than participate. She was perfectly willing to cheer the boys on as long as she ran no risk of getting punished along with them. Pete had a huge roll of masking tape left over from an art project. All the kids were attracted by the tape. Everybody wanted to rip off a piece and tape things together. We could tape Sarah.